This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Auto World, the third hour. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host, broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza right here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, yeah, what a treat to be with you. And again, it's just a couple feet away from the Greasy Garage garage. Yeah, get them fixed. Buy them and sell them. Quit the noise. Stop making that noise. I don't want any noise. This show is all about automobiles, all about your world in the auto world. So I would like to hear from you, of course, about what's happened in your auto world, good, bad, or otherwise. This hour on Auto World, we're going to share with you. Well, we're going to go back to the email bag. I got some emails that came in from the last hour. We had Stingray on, and what a great interview that was. Second hour, of course, how to race in a race car. He put us right in the cockpit. That's what it was all about. This hour, we're going to be talking about it. Well, I've got another recall. Oh, yeah. How about that crazy car? You got a crazy car? You got a crazy car news fact here that we're going to share with you this hour. Also, did you know anything about, how about aluminum engines? You know anything about them? Do you have an aluminum engine? How do you tell if it's an aluminum engine? Do you need special oil for the aluminum engine? Big word, hard to say sometimes. Say it three times fast, Mark. No thanks. Anyway, most of all, I want to hear from you here on Auto World. You're the star of the show, our listeners. And or email me. So the phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And you can always reach me. I have it up all the time, 28 hours a day. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And we're going to share a couple emails that I received last hour. I'm going to get into one, I believe, that came in last hour. And I get them throughout the week before radio. And if you'd like me to share them on air, please just say, yes, it's good to go put them on air. If not, say no, thank you. Just fix my car off air. So I will, no problem. But that's okay with me. I don't have a problem as long as we get it fixed and keep you rocking and rolling so you get back here for the next hour and or the next week here for Auto World. So let's just do it right now. How about the aluminum engine, huh? Well, if it's shiny, first off, got any wrenches? Got a crescent wrench? Got the right-handed or the left-handed crescent wrench? Get in there, undo the motor mounts, those big nuts you see from the right and the left. If it's a north and south facing engine, that means the transmission is between you and the passenger, and the fan is pointing towards the radiator. If it's an east and west front wheel drive, that means that the motor's sitting in there sideways. Just look for the motor mounts, get in there, undo it, pick the engine up, see if it's aluminum, see how light it is. I can't do that. No, you can't. Just look for the shiny, shiny metal, just like the pop can. You ripped a pop can open and turned it inside out, you see that shiny aluminum. That's what you're looking for. Well, there you are. Did you know that back in 1958, aluminum automobile engines, folks, were developed in the United States, 1958. They were more, of course, resistant to wear and are 30% lighter than the old traditional cast iron engines that, of course, we used to call some of those boat anchors. So if it's lighter, then it's lighter up front. Yeah, makes the steering, makes the control of the car a little bit better going down the road. Means a lot. And a lot of you might not care about that. Well, let's go back to the Chrysler Imperial, the big heavy four-door with the 383 big block. Oh, yeah. Oh, the cast iron. It's heavy. Guess what? Now let's go up to the 2020 and make it live. 2020 here right now with the, the Charger? What's that got on it? Is it cast or aluminum? Oh, you mean that Hellcat? How fast is it? Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Aluminum. 1958, I salute the year of 1958, bringing us aluminum. Use it in pop cans too, I think. Yeah. Well, here at Auto World this week, of course, you don't need a mask. Okay? You're sitting in your favorite chair, and that's the best part. I have turned the... No, I haven't. Oh, let me turn the open sign around. There it is. The open sign is now... Auto World is now open. And we are going to share some good stuff with you. Starting with... Remember that... Or have you seen any of the Jeep Wranglers out there? The four-door Jeep Wranglers? How about the Gladiator? That's the four-door... Well, it looks like the four-door Jeep Wrangler, but it's actually called the Gladiator, and it's a four-door Wrangler pickup. But it's called the Jeep Gladiator. They've got the Rubicon. They've got the Jeep Gladiator Sport. They also have the Overland models. Well, here's some Auto World weekly news. Yes, the Gladiator folks, they're going to do a 3.0 liter eco diesel V6. That's right, a diesel V6 engine in that bad boy. Oh, my gosh, I can't hardly believe it. Well, they're doing it. People are saying, I want more torque, more power. I want a pickup truck. See, the thing is, and I believe, I really do like the four-door Wranglers. They're awesome. But, again, you want a pickup truck to haul your dirt bike. You want firewood in there, your log splitter, maybe even going to, with the wife to get soil laid on the weekend. Well, now you have a boat sitting over in the other stall. I'm sitting here in, of course, Boise, Idaho in my studio, Greasy Garage Studio, and you have toys. You know how you tell an Idahoan versus maybe an I came from Illinois? Well, they don't have razors and UTVs in their driveway. So we need torque, we need horsepower to tow our toys out here out west. There's a lot of states great affiliates have that you are listening to me on. All of you, you're in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. Of course, you might even be down there in Utah, not too far away. I really appreciate you listening. You need torque. Well, Jeep Gladiator, 3.0 diesel motor. Oh, my God. This bad boy, it's an EcoDiesel Sport. Overland or Rubicon models, they have a Rock Track 2-speed transfer case, they're calling it. The low range gear is so low that you'll be able to climb that tree that you've been wanting to climb. Oh, yeah. When can you order them? How much are they? Good question. See, that lady in the back row is always asking good questions, and so is the guy next to her. Like, thanks for asking the questions. All right. Well, the 2021 Jeep Gladiator diesel goes on sale in the third quarter of 2020, which I think we're almost there, and customers can order them now, though. So just go to your Jeep dealer and ask, I want to see and smell and look at the brochure. Do you have a diesel on the showroom floor? I want to touch and taste it. Diesel, wow, in a Jeep Wrangler pickup. Wow, things are changing, aren't they? Oh, yeah. Absolutely changing. With that said, I would like to go. Let's do it. Let's go to the email. Let's go to the email bag here and pull an email out. Here's one. All right. This is from, female, Mary. Mary's listening to us. Let's do a shout-out real quick to WSLA AM 1560, New Orleans, Louisiana. Hi, New Orleans. Appreciate you being with us. Always a treat to have you folks down there listening to us. We got some listeners up in Alabama, north of you, too. Always good to have all you folks tuning in to Auto World. Well, Mary writes, Mark, I own a 1999 Ford Escort ZX2. It has 100,000 miles on it now, she says. I bought it new. Wow, she bought it new. Back in 1999. Been a great car. No repair has been done on it. Well, she's been lucky, huh? Oh, it says here she's just changing the oil air filters every 3,000 miles. Might go over that, she says. But she was wondering, what repairs should I do now, or should I just be done with it and sell it? Thanks in advance. Love your show, Mary. Well, Mary, thank you. Love you being here. Absolutely. And what a great question. A 1999, 100,000 miles. Now, with that said, with the car that has 100,000 miles on it, let's forget about the year. Mary, if you're happy, I always say creature comforts, okay? If you're happy with how the application of what the car is doing for you, keep it. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back and say some things that maybe Mary needs to fix on that car for the next 100,000 miles. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thanks you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
It's a great highway, and it still is a good highway. Get your fuel-burning, diesel-burning, electric-burning car, vehicle, truck out to Route 66 and check out those old gas station signs that aren't there anymore. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Pleasure to have you along, folks. Gift every week to have you here with us. If you'd like to join the program, of course, you can at 855-660-4255. 800-400-4261 and or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can all, I just do a little housekeeping here. You can always get me at Facebook. Just Mark Evans, look at Facebook and dial me up and I'll become your friend on Facebook. And or you can do go to Genesis Communications Network and check it out there. And you can see what I look like and all right there, definitely. And coming soon, autoworldmedia.com is a website that's going to be up and running here pretty soon. I'm going to share with you a lot of the past things, pictures, and things that we're going to do in the future are going to be up there. And I'm going to do a resource guide. So that resource guide will knock your socks off to help you with your car needs. The problems, the pluses, the sells, the buys. Even the smell of it. I can fix your smell. Let's get back to Mary's email. And Mary, she's listening to us there at WSLA, AM 1560. Good to have you along. New Orleans. Never been there. I need to get down there and say hi to everybody. She's wanting to know. She's got a 1999 Ford Escort ZX2. Great little car. That's the model, of course, ZX2. She's had it. She bought it new. It has 100,000 miles on it. And she hasn't had anything to do. Hasn't had to do anything to it except change oil and do a tune-up, air filters. Well, now she's wondering, uh-oh, it's time. Things are starting to fall apart. Should she just fix everything or sell it? Well, my application again, Mary, if it's working for you still today, meaning how you drive it, where do you drive it, how come you drive it that way, then keep it, period, okay? Might have to go over to the paint shop and have it painted, get the same color back on it. That's okay. But here's a few things that I have had to do to my customers' clients' vehicles to let them. They just come in and I give them the same advice I'm going to give you, Mary, and all our listeners. Write me a check for this dollar amount and I will do these things. It's like your car. Tune up means spark plugs, the spark plug wires. Of course, if it's injected, folks, your spark plug boots. Transmission service. How about a fuel injection service? Your front and rear brakes. Replace the rotors, folks. Don't have them turn. Just discard the rotors. The battery's got to be done. The starter's got to be done. Remember, Mary's got 100,000 miles on it. O2 sensors. Throw them away. And there's some other electronic sensors. Throttle body positioning sensor, the mass airflow sensor, etc. So right around $1,500 to $1,800. Now, I'm coming to you from the Auto World Plaza Greasy Garage Studio in Idaho. So that means our shop labor rates could be a little different than yours, Mary, down in New Orleans. They might be not $125 an hour, but only $55 an hour and or $155 an hour. So that $15 goes all the way up to $18 if you've got a higher shop rate. But that's the whole key. Just go in, say, I want all this list of things done that's never been replaced. They've got 100,000 miles on them. Be done with them. Put all new in. And you'll be able to drive it for another 100,000 miles, Mary. And that's the key. If it works for the application, keep it. If it doesn't work, what I'm saying here is that if you didn't have any kids back in 1999 and you have three kids now, you don't have enough room. See, that doesn't work for the application. You need to not spend any money on that car at all. Wash it up, clean it up, take the decals off of it. Replace the cracked windshield, Mary, okay? And put it on the market and sell it. Take that money, put it in a can, shake it. Aluminum can, of course. We got to support aluminum. That's what keeps these hot rods going, these aluminum blocks. And save your money for a new one. Period. Go get you a new one that might have four doors, maybe an SUV that's got four-wheel drive. If you need four-wheel drive, if you don't need four-wheel drive, that's fine. But you're going to need more room for the kids. And then that day again comes around where the kids are raised and gone, and you don't need the four-door anymore. You don't need the big Suburban, see? So now you got to sell it because now you're 55, 60 years old. That application isn't working for you. And you can go back to a two-door. Get you a Corvette. Yeah, get a sports car. Hey, the Honda S2000 is a great little sports car. Very, very fun to drive. Very inexpensive to own, folks. So that's how you buy and keep or sell or fix your car. Application. It's the main thing. Hey, it's time for that Auto World little car fact. Oh, yeah. This one here on the third hour of Auto World has something to do with the former employee of Oldsmobile. What is it? Who is it? How come? Well, it's a sports car. Talking about sports cars, it actually is a sports car from the United States. A 1932 Hup Oldsmobile Cabriolet. That means it's a convertible, folks. A former employee of Oldsmobile, Regal, and Ford. Oh, Robert Craig Hupp worked for Oldsmobile, Regal, and Ford. Launched his own marquee in 1909 with the establishment of the Hupp Motor Car Company. The first Hupp-mobile, love to have one now. The Model 20 two-passenger runabout was shown at the 1909 Detroit Automobile Show, where it received many, many awards. Although the first year's sales were very good, 1,618 were sold the first year. Projections for the second year were even better. Hupp left the company in 1911 because of a dispute with his partners, Walter Drake, Charles Hastings. You all have heard that, those last names, Drake and Hastings. A new design, the Model 20 and the larger Model 32, had been good sellers for the Huppmobile, but Hastings and Drake realized that a new design was needed. In 1912, designer Frank Watts, yeah, you've heard that name before, joined the company. That was in 1912. The next several years, many new models hit the showrooms. In 1928, the Huppmobile had a record-setting year, producing more than 65,000 cars. That was in 1928. But success was short-lived, yes, with sales plummeting after the start of the Depression in 1929. Anyway, the company produced some of its most beautiful cars during the Depression, including its 1932 Cabriolet. These cars, available with either a 6 or an 8-cylinder engines, produced between, get ready for this, 70 and 103 horsepower is all. I know for a fact my John Deere lawnmower's got 75 horsepower, so hey, sorry, Huppmobile. Yeah, 70 to 103 horsepower. The transmission was a 3-speed manual, and of course, again, the cost, hydraulic drum brakes. Hydraulic means juice brakes, wet brakes, brake fluid brakes. You didn't have the manual rod to push, pull, like my 1916 Chevrolet that I own. No juice, no brake fluid. You had to push hard. The price of this 1932 Huppmobile Cabriolet was how many pennies? Literally, $1,395. Pretty good price. Anyway, well, that was it. Now, you know, I'm going to do a segment here on Auto World that's the Glove Box Edition. And with that said, there's glove boxes in all your cars. They might even be down underneath the passenger seat. Let's find out. Give us a call here on Auto World at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress in the middle of their summer recess, one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree on is another stimulus bill does need to be passed. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, on when we can expect that to take place.
Yeah, there's a consensus. We need to do another bill. That'll be in the next couple of weeks. And let me just tell you what I believe needs to be in it. Number one, it has to focus on getting people back to work and children back in school. Number two, it has to focus on saving lives. And to me, that means more testing, better treatment, and then, of course, a vaccine.
President Trump sending out a tweet on Sunday saying anyone knocking down or harming the Washington Monument or the Lincoln or Jefferson memorials or any other federal monument or statue will face 10 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Everybody, welcome back. Good to have you along on a Sunday evening here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, coming from the Greasy Garage Studio, the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. Got a great view out the window here, of course, of computers and email. Our email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't be bashful. You can email me now or after the show, before the show, in the middle of the show, anytime. 28 hours a day is when that is on. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we've got so many things on Auto World that we do. We do Auto Racing News, of course, and Did You Know segment. We do the Glove Box Edition. Now, I was talking about that Glove Box Edition, and, you know, it's kind of crazy what people have in their glove box. Why do they call it the Glove Box? Well, back in the olden days, see, back I have a 1916 Chevrolet, and back in that day, unlike 2020, the people today, all of us, we buy accessories for our cars. We lift them. We put special wheels on. We, you know, put bigger radios in there, bigger stereos, bigger speakers, more lights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like the Jeep Wranglers I was talking about earlier, we have the four-wheel drive hardware Jeep franchise company here in Boise, and I know Phil quite well over there, and I asked him, I said, well, if I brought a four-wheel drive Jeep Wrangler in here, and I just says, here's the keys, put the normal add-on kit to this Jeep Wrangler. What would it cost? He says, you want wheels, tires, and lifted? Yep, I want the normal package that you sell people. What's it cost? He says, write me a check, Mark, for $20,000. Times have changed. Well, back in the day of the 1916 Chevrolet, there was no accessories for the cars, folks. Nobody lifted them, lowered them. They didn't even put the bounce kits on them like they have in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Been there, done that in SEMA. Look forward to it when they open it back up to get the microphone back down, and we'll interview some of those folks. But what they did was they bought accessories for their body. Goggles, scarves, hats, coats, for the body. Dust protectors. Yeah. So it's changed a lot. And meaning that, do you buy accessories now? You just put on your clothes and get in your car and turn the air conditioner on and off you go. You don't have to worry about the dust. How about the smell of the horse in front of you, huh? Yeah, you don't have to worry about old Rusty. Rusty! Beefaroni. Yeah. Ugh. Man, am I glad I didn't live in those days. So with that said, I'd like to get to now the leaders of the domestic luxury brands. Who are they? How did they get there? Do you own one? Well, I'm going to back up the bus here a little bit, back up the Auto World studio, Greasy Garage studio. We're only going to go and talk about the luxury brands of 1994. Yeah, I want to go back in the day. Some of you still might own one of these 1994 luxury brands. You know what the luxury brands are today. And if you don't, we're going to do that another hour on Auto World. We're going to find out what the luxury brands of 2020 or maybe 2021 are. But for right now here on Auto World, the leaders in domestic luxury brands. The top U.S. luxury car models of 1994 are. Now, do you want me to start at the bottom? We're going to do five. Number five, you know, those five fingers and a thumb there. Four fingers and a thumb. Do you want me to start at five or do you want me to start at the top? Okay, the guy in the back end says start at number five. All right, number five, Lincoln Continental. Huh. How many units were sold? That's right, I got that special number too. Well, back in 1994, the luxury leader brands of domestic luxury cars, number five would be Lincoln Continental. They sold 30,583. Number four, the Chrysler Town & Country. Oh, I like that wood grain on the side. As soon as the sun hit it, it faded. What'd they sell? 31,875. Number three, moving on up, Chrysler New Yorker. Beautiful, big four-door car. Oh, yeah. They were awesome in the Demolition Derby. How many did they sell? 64,090. Almost 65,000. Number two of the 1994 luxury leaders back in 1994. Number two, the Lincoln Town Car. Ooh la la, did I like that. I owned one of those. They were awesome. What'd they sell? 107,000. The number one 1994 luxury, top U.S. luxury car was a Cadillac DeVille. What'd they sell? They just barely beat the Lincoln Town Car out by 1,000. 108,973. Boy. Now, with that said, remember that. I hope you're taking notes and writing this down because I'm going to go into the top luxury cars next week on Auto World, and we're going to find out what the 2020, maybe go to 2021s. Well, Mark, how can you give me the top luxury brands of 2021 already? Well, I can, believe it or not. They got some stats out, believe it or not. It's Consumer Report stats, but it's not from our listeners' stats. So that's testing stats. Let's just do listener stats, huh? That's real life. Let's go in and find out what the 2020s are. We'll do that next week, definitely. But I had an email come in. I want to share with that with you. And our email address, again, at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And or you can call me at any time, 855-660-4261. Axel Rod Alex is sitting behind the control board, and he's waiting for your call to link you up, make sure this bad boy is sounding good. Well, now let's go to Dale. Wait a minute. Yeah, I've got enough paper here in front of me to I picked Dale. I got three Dales. Let's do this Dale. Thanks, Dale, for emailing me. Okay, Dale, he's listening to us here on GCNLive.com on the Internet. Fantastic. Remember, with that said, you can get and go to GCNLive.com and listen to the podcasts of the show even when you're not around your radio, folks, at any time. Out in your run, your, you know, like Stingray in your race car, turn it on. Listen to it and learn something. That's what it's all about. Anyway, I want to get to Dale. Let's say hi to Dale, and thanks for listening on the Internet. He says, Mark, hi, found you on the Internet when I did a search for help in auto repair. Great show. Thank you. I said, oh, my God. My God, thank you again, Dale, for listening. And, yeah, you can find me on the Internet. Facebook again, and or just Google, Auto World, and or GCN. And Dale did, and this is, now I can help him. And he says, I did what I shouldn't have. I watched a YouTube video, Dale says, and now my truck is really not doing good. I own a 2004 Ford F-250 diesel pickup. It seemed to run out of power for pulling my camp trailer. Doesn't say how big his camp trailer is here. He says, I had to push the go pedal, as you call it. Yeah. All the way to the floor to get the thing to even roll, Mark. And I lost power, more power, more power. So he says, I took it in to the mechanic, and he said that my turbo was out. Spendy dollars. He didn't write down the estimate, but he said here, he did put this sentence in. He says, so he looked at the mechanic and he says, I said, holy blank, I can't say that on air. He says, I brought it home and watched a video on YouTube, he said, and now I'm worn out physically and mentally, and now my truck's in pieces, and now I don't really know what to do. My truck is in horrible shape, and I want to know, Mark, how I can get it back together. Can you help me? Thank you, Dale. Well, Dale, that's one of the first mistakes there might be is the YouTube, like you just mentioned, because YouTube does make those movies make it look simple, doesn't it? Sometimes they're help, but most of the time they're not. So with the Ford F-250, I think he said, yeah, the Ford trucks, the dealers say you have to take the cab off, folks, in order to get the turbo out, and you do not. I do not take the cabs off, and that's what sounds like what Dale has done. And what a job. You don't, that's a job, first off, you don't really want to do yourself, Dale, and then you find that it'll be hard. It'll be tough. You know, trying to take a cab off a vehicle, first off, you don't want to do. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to get to the roots of how to get Dale back on the road with a new turbocharger. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN.
Oh, sure.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay. Thanks.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Be careful out there, folks. When you're out driving, no texting allowed. Just make sure the radio's on loud. Make sure the radio is flashing good. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. What a gift to have you along here. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's always a treat to have you join us and to be along. Glad you're here with us. And I wanted to get back to our email. A gentleman is looking at, he tore down his F-250 diesel, and his turbo was out, he was told, and that's a big job. That is huge money, as he stated in his email to us here on Auto World. Here's an Auto World tip. Take a picture, okay? When it gets right down to it, and I don't care what you're doing. It's a matter of fact that, you know, Dale, with your turbo there and everything, I know you're at YouTube, but your phone's got a camera in it. You can take a picture of every single sequence of what you're doing. Refer back to the photo and you're good to go. It doesn't matter if you're doing a simple thing of changing an oil filter and you had to disconnect a wire and you get called and you're talking on the phone, you come back an hour later, whatever it is. Just look at the photo and say, oh, that's where that wire gets plugged into. That's a little tip. And then also on the turbocharger replacement, you kind of had, you're going to have to take your time and go back and just put it back together. And if you don't want to, you have to hire it done. It costs more, folks, to have me, a mechanic, a technician, or a shop, put your car back together after you bring it to us in a basket. That's what we call a basket case. So turbocharger, if you're going to do a turbocharger, it's probably being the toughest turbocharger on a diesel truck, especially on a 6.0 motor, is a 5. I'm going to say a 6. It's that tough. It's not fun. When I do them, I don't take the cab off, but truthfully, I walk out of there just like Stingray with broken ribs, laying on my cushion, my pad, on top of the radiator, on top of the engine for hours. Just not a fun job. Sometimes you say, are those $100 bills worth it? So some jobs you just don't want to do yourself. So anyway, there's your Auto World tip. Take a picture and sit back and look at those pictures, okay? Absolutely. Well, here's a little bit of news, and I want to share the news with the Auto World Automotive History, what happened today in automotive history. Well, today, folks, back in 1962, Niall Borland, he invented a three-point seatbelt harness. Yes, and it's patent, and it's still being there today, three-point. That means what? Think about that. It's a lap belt, plus it comes back up and clicks into your right shoulder. Still using them in today. He invented it back in 1962. Volvo had hired Boland 4 years earlier as the company's first chief safety engineer. At that time, seatbelts were rarely used outside of auto racing because the common lap belt system of that era often resulted in, you know, internal injuries and accidents. I've got a 65 Dodge Coronet, and it's just got a lap belt. I remember growing up, we used to just be, as kids, we used to just go in the back seat. No seat belt at all. Remember those days? Yeah, I bet some of our listeners are that old that they did do that, too. To remedy the problem with the lap belt, Bolin designed that three-point seat belt system that is still used today. The primary advantage of Bolin's design is that ability to secure both the upper and lower parts of your body in a collision. The design would become standard in production automobiles by the end of the 1970s. Yes. And then in 1984, I'm up in the year on you, New York becomes the first U.S. state to require drivers, front seat belt passengers, and children under 10 to wear seat belts. So that is safety. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. Today we have airbags, side airbags, steering wheel airbags, passenger airbags. Yeah, that glove box. Remember that glove box? Yeah. Well, the glove box lid could be a passenger airbag too, by the way. You probably even own a car that you could turn the airbag off of, or turn it on and turn it off. Why? Because it's weight sensitive in the passenger seat. Side airbags are the ones that are by your left ear, your right ear, if you're over in the passenger side. They're in that B pillar. A pillar is up by the windshield. B pillar second, of course, right there at the driver's door handle. C pillar, et cetera, going back until you get to the Z pillar, which is in your neighbor's car. Anyway, now, with all that said, do you have knee airbags? Yeah, Ford was the first company that brought out, the manufacturer of Ford, that brought out knee airbags. That means where your knees are underneath the dash. They had airbags that would explode, come apart, down on your knees, your legs, in order to save your legs. They all work. It's all about safety. And I found out, there was years that we went through the repair side and collision side here in my world, auto world, in my life, 45 years of doing automotive help with cars and trucks and rototillers, etc., that I had a lot of people griping about, oh, these cars today are all just plastic and made out of fiberglass. I want my old Chrysler Imperial back with a steel chrome bumper. Mark, I used to be able to kick the bumper off to get it re-chromed. And I had to have two of my friends help me hold it and carry it to my truck to haul it to the chroming place. It was that heavy. Why don't they make cars like that anymore? It's called impact crush zone, folks. What that means is that, see that steel bumper? That steel grill? That steel hood? Everything was steel. It was like you're driving a freight train. That Chrysler Newport that my mom used to drive is a steel freight train. They found out by doing many, I feel sorry for the crash dummies, but I don't, because they're saving our lives. They put the crash dummies in there and they crashed them at 30, 35, 25. I've watched some of those cars go right up and put them on a rail. They hit the button and you're in a special room, bulletproof glass, etc. When it explodes, you don't get hurt. Kaboom. And they take and chalk everything and mark it and see what it did, and they come back and build a better car. Well, they found out that basically the crumple zone of fiberglass, plastic, and foam, believe it or not, those bumper covers you have, you don't see a bumper anymore that sticks out. It's actually a bumper cover, and behind the bumper cover, folks, is basically a styrofoam, this very special styrofoam. And of course, a crumple zone, that means the radiator support, front fenders, the way they're designed, the inner structural part of them are designed to crumple, to absorb the impact. See, I'd much rather let the car absorb the impact than I would let my body absorb the impact. Yes, that's why there's fiberglass, plastic, and foam. Now, the days of, well, my producer here, Alex, Axelrod Alex, he drives a very fine car, and we could call that a boat. Yes, but that car, by the way, Alex, has energy absorbers on it. And what that is, and our listeners out there might have Buicks, Oldsmobiles back in the day, the 90s cars, had energy absorbers. They're little shock absorbers. The shock absorbers were mounted to the frame rails. Coming out, you wouldn't see them though. They would come out, and then the bumper would mount to those energy absorbers. And they're very rare today. So remember that those were called the 5-mile-an-hour bumpers. You could come up, hit something 5 mile an hour, and absorb it. That's what those energy absorbers did. So things have changed. Things have changed. And in fact, when you look at the Mitsubishis, you don't see anything. It's a complete ground effects kit on it. How about the new Mustangs with the front chin spoiler, I call them, out front with the ground effects that go all the way down to around the car? Beautiful looking. Well, it's just like our race car driver, our friend Stingray. He says those spoilers, those back spoilers, the front spoilers, all that, drive the car down to the ground the faster you get. So that means, well, that means I guess I can go faster. What's your speed limit on your freeway? 85? Well, think about that. We're up here in Idaho area, and we got mountains and we got hills. On the freeway, and on that freeway, you tend to be coasting down the hill at 100, 110 miles an hour. Uh-huh. I do want that spoiler on the back to hold this bad boy down. I don't want it to lift. I don't want to be in the air. Well, next week, we're going to have a lot of special things for you again. Never know, we're going to have a special guest on and take you right into the cockpit again to maybe your car. I want you to join us, but first and most often, let's get to the people who helped me put this show on. I want to thank, of course, Alex, Axelrod Alex, my producer, General Motor George, my chief engineer, keeping me wired. Oh, yeah, Audi Adam, out taking care of my affiliates throughout the whole United States and abroad. Lugnut Lee, program director, marketing manager, always keeping the wheels on the show. T-Bird Ted, our founder, CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Yes, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. You're looking good. Thank you, Lion Lucy. Always Lion. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Semi. Of course, oh yeah, loudmouth janitor, Jay. Mark, I'm just keeping your mic clean. Well, thanks, loudmouth Jay. Of course, you always want to thank the person who keeps your cushion warm. That's right, seat cushion Susie. Most of all, though, folks, thanks for joining me. Drive safe. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.